Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Writing Down the Bones, Freeing the Writer Within. Do you often feel the urge to write something? Maybe because of a sudden memory of someone, the moments that made you cry, or your child's first smile. We always want to write about the unforgettable moments of our lives to prove that we are here, that we have cried and laughed. Through words, we want to be heard and become known. With our pens, we also want to express our views and to make a difference. I'm sure there are countless times when you have picked up your pen, but you just don't know how to get started. You may encounter obstacles like the powerlessness to capture a fleeting inspiration, frustration due to weak words failing to convey your idea, and insecurity about your writing skills. So, how should ordinary people write? This book by Natalie Goldberg is designed to explore this topic with you. Goldberg believes that as long as you can write, you can become a writer. When it comes to writing, we are all equal. Regardless of your social status, your gender, or the color of your skin, you can express yourself with your pen and find your place in the world of writing. Natalie Goldberg is an American poet, painter, writing coach, and author of 15 books. She has studied and practiced Zen Buddhism for many years. For over 30 years, she has taught seminars on writing as a practice and led national workshops and retreats with students from all over the world. She believes that same as a Zen practice, writing is about learning to trust one's heart, coming back to the present with focus, creativity, and openness. It's about attending to the details of one's life and facing one's true self. Combining writing with Zen practice, this book shares Goldberg's feelings and experiences in writing over the years. Throughout this book, you will learn a practical approach to improving your writing skills. These include how to collect writing material, how to approach writing exercises, and how to overcome procrastination and avoid hitting a bottleneck. Even though the approach shared in this book will not make you a literary giant, it will certainly help you find the courage and enthusiasm to write and break through the rigid writing pattern. More importantly, it will help you find a way to explore your inner world. This book has had such a profound impact that apart from becoming an instant bestseller when it was published, it has also become a classic guide to writing. In this bookie, we will discuss this book in three parts. Part 1, Why We Write. Part 2, Where Writing Material Comes From. Part 3, How to Improve Your Writing Skills. When it comes to writing, the first thing you may ask yourself is why should I write? The fact that this question ever comes to your mind means that you are already approaching writing seriously. In fact, people write for different reasons. Goldberg believes that an important role of writing is to help us analyze, learn, and accept ourselves. You may feel agitated and suffocated in life, often for no apparent reason. This is when you need a way to express your feelings, perhaps by talking to a friend or writing a private diary. Interestingly, as you keep tapping into your emotions, you gradually learn the reasons for your agitation and some other hidden emotions. In Muriel Schiffman's work Self-Therapy, Techniques for Personal Growth, she lists three ways to explore your hidden emotions, among which writing is the fastest. After years of study, Goldberg discovered a connection between writing and Zen practice. Zen practice can help you become more aware of your own mind, and so can writing. Writing can improve your ability to express your inner thoughts. Goldberg's teacher Dinin Katagiri Roshi once suggested that she should replace meditation with writing for her practice. When meditating, we need to let go of thoughts and anchor our minds with our breath in the present moment, regardless of what we may be thinking at that moment. In our writing practice, we can utilize all the distractions and perhaps write them out. When you meditate, it can take a long time to find an outlet for your thoughts, whereas writing is a much more effective and convenient way to regulate your mind. Therefore, in a sense, writing is a deeper Zen practice. Writing provides us with an opportunity to understand ourselves. Through words, you are able to understand your inner thoughts and true self. For example, when you come home from work feeling tired, it may be a good time to practice writing. You can write about what happened on your way to work or other trivial matters. Revisiting these details can calm you down and help you pick yourself back up. The second role of writing is to help us connect with the outside world. Those words are not only a record of our life, but also a medium through which we can build connections with the outside world. For example, we can share our views with others and even influence them. In the internet era, everyone can express themselves through words on social media platforms and also learn about the opinions of others. This interactive communication is precisely what helps us build a closer connection with the outside world. Goldberg likes to communicate with people in real life. It can be through setting up a spontaneous writing booth at a fair and holding poetry readings. In this way, she has made many friends. One gentleman once sent Goldberg a letter saying that he liked an impromptu poem she once wrote for him at a garden party, so much so that he had kept it in his wallet, which helped him get through difficult times. Later he offered to provide Goldberg with a financial reward if she wanted, now that he was doing so well in life. A landlord who had been very unfriendly to Goldberg later learned on the news that she was a poet and took the initiative to show some goodwill. He sent her a letter with his own poems and asked her to read his poems at a poetry reading. Goldberg could never have imagined that she could become friends with her landlord through poetry. The third role of writing is that it can help you gain deeper insights and reduce prejudice. If you have experience with meditation, you will find that when you get started, there are many distracting thoughts that you cannot let go of. But you can utilize these distractions and put them into writing. This can also help with problem solving. For example, if you have an argument with someone, writing can help you gain a new perspective and examine your own thought process and prejudices. When writing, the details become clearer, which can help us catch a glimpse of what the other side of the argument is, thereby resolving doubts and eliminating prejudices. Before we write about a topic, we think about it, try to study it thoroughly, and accumulate enough material. In the process, we develop a deeper insight into the topic. For example, when Goldberg studied Judaism, in addition to their religious beliefs, she would also study the suffering of the Jews during the Holocaust and the history of Israel, thus gaining a more comprehensive insights into the Jewish community. Well, that's all for part one, why we write. The first use of writing is to help us analyze, understand, and accept ourselves. The second use of writing is to help us build a connection with the outside world. The third use of writing is to help us gain deeper insights and reduce prejudice. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.